not on this agenda. It go on this agenda. I know you're excited about that. I'm not American. You may just want to recognize that,
Okay, good evening, everyone. This is the Recreation and Parks Commission Board meeting. It is Thursday, November 15th, 2012. I'd like to call to order a meeting and acknowledge those people that are here. Actually, we're just going to acknowledge those people that aren't here, and that would be Commissioner Brian Dorfman. Anybody else? I think that's it. And that's it. Okay, right now we're going to have a moment of silence before we begin our meeting. Okay, thank you. We're going to move on and go to our announcements for tonight. I personally don't have any. Commissioners, do you have any announcements to make?
I do.
Okay.
Cayucas, the community church, is having their Thanksgiving dinner tonight at the Vets Hall. It started at 4. They'll serve until 7. You get all the trimmings, including pie and water. And there's a lot of people over there. A lot of volunteers from different, like the Lioness, St. Joseph's Church, the Community Church, a lot of volunteers from all over the city, including Cayucas, Morro Bay, even people from El Paso. So they're having a great time tonight. Also, I understand that the police department will be giving their Thanksgiving dinner Thursday, but I think theirs is from 12 to 3, if I'm not mistaken. It's for the city of Morro Bay and people in the surrounding areas. The police department will be serving their Thanksgiving dinner then. So you should come and enjoy them. Thank you.
Thank you. That's really important announcements. Joe, or Mr. Woods, would you like to report?
Thank you. Good evening, Chair Crowley and Commission. I've got a couple of announcements. One is on November the 17th, this Saturday, there is a San Luis Obispo County Chess Championship, and we'll be hosting that at the Morro Bay Recreation and Parks Department Community Center up at 1001 Kennedy Way. You can sign up the day of. Registration fee is $45 for the open and $35 for reserved, and $10 more after November the 12th, which is the late fee applies. And you can go online to www.slochess.com, or you can come in on Saturday from 9 to 9:30 in the morning. And so there's a couple of numbers to call, but I urge you, anybody interested in getting into this chess tournament, to go to their website at slochess.com. And another fundraiser that's happening this weekend on Saturday at Lila Kaiser is a drive-through barbecue pickup. It is being put.
Otherwise, can I get a motion to accept A1 through A3, please, for file?
Can I make a motion? We accept them to one through three to file.
I'll second the motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. So, Mr. Woods, we would like to hear about A4, and there are some specific topics that we would like to hear about, and that would include Liza Kaiser Park, plans with that, and the Street Summit 2013, the street trees and sidewalks, and lastly, the community holiday tree lighting.
Certainly. Good evening again, Commission Commissioners. This report, A4, is the status report for our programs and projects. Lila Kaiser Park, you know, we've had a little trouble getting our funding squared away with the state. We have since found additional funding, and we are in the process of putting together new bleachers for both fields. We've got three sets of 27-foot bleachers and one set of 15. foot, and so the 15 and the 27 will go on the east, on the west field, and the two 27-foot sections will be on the east field. Our fields at Kaiser are closed down mid-November after soccer, so we're going to close those down in about a week, and then we'll be doing some renovation, and that's when we'll be finalizing our bleachers. We'll be demoing the ones that are out there now and adding our new ones. We're finalizing our order for the scoreboards. So we'll be putting up new scoreboards on both the east and the west. We'll be using the existing poles. The new scoreboards will fit on the existing poles and using the existing electrical hookups. And then the connection actually is wireless to a control panel in both the score booths. We will be doing some field renovation. We'll be placing in new base anchors on both fields. They'll be set at 60, 65, and 70 foot. This is to accommodate softball, baseball, and also I think it's a Cal Ripken League. We've got a couple of tournaments that come in a year. They're older boys tournaments of hardball, and they're at 70 foot. Because they do have lead-offs as opposed to Little League, who they don't lead off now. So three different sets of anchors, and we'll be resetting the base, the home plate and second base, so they're more accurately aligned with regulations, and then going to the third and first from there. And the special thing that's going on over the winter break, which would be the latter part of December, is we'll have our in-house crew doing some work on the parking lot, and the Teen Action Club, the TAC, will be coming in and doing the restriping for the parking stalls. They did a practice run, if you will, over at the Teen Center, did a great job, and so it's kind of a conjunction, it's kind of a joint use there. We have the supplies and the street crew, and they have the talent to coach the kids, and they've done really well, so they're going to venture out to Kaiser and stripe that one. And then from there, we go on to additional parking lots along the, around the city, saving ourselves some money, getting the kids involved, and showing a little bit of responsibility and just putting the teens in action. And I think it's a really, really great program for the kids to be involved, and they really have stepped up for the last couple of years in donating their help through various programs and services, projects like this one. So that's a lot of Kaiser Park. I will try to expedite my next ones. The Street Summit is something that's put together by PWAB. They've been fluctuating on the dates. Right now, I think they're targeting January the 14th as a possible date to have the Street Summit. It's basically it's a PWAB meeting, Public Works Advisory Board, that will be discussing the pavement management plan, and the street operations repairs of streets and how the project is going, how it's funded in the future and so forth. Just a big street summit just to get the public involved, get information disseminated correctly, and let people know what's going on with all aspects of street maintenance. So you can look for future information on this particular project or meeting on our city website. Most likely it'll be on the Public Works Advisory Board agenda, but it'll also be on the calendar on the homepage. Street trees and sidewalks. We are currently getting ready to clean out five tree wells along Main Street in front of Limos Ranch. We've got five trees that we've picked up here at a local nursery. And they're a beautiful tree. It was a recommended tree by our tree committee. So this has been a little bit of a review at the tree committee's lab. Get the numbers right as far as how big the tree wells will be and how wide the sidewalk will be and how we'll reconstruct the curb and gutter along Market Street, just around the corner from Surf here. So that's on the radar for happening here in the near future. We're hoping that we get the engineering back soon so we can show some progress on that particular section of trees as well. And the last section that you asked to cover would be the HTL. HTL, that's short for holiday tree lighting. Staff's referred to as HTL 12-112. Was basically, it's the 1st of December, 2012, we'll be at City Park at 4:30. We've got to celebrate the holiday tree lighting. We've got a lot of festivities, and we've got a lot of good music that's happening. The high school choir will be out. We've got Captain Jimmy. Hopefully he'll be bringing his guitar stick and playing some holiday tunes. There'll be Christmas caroling. Hopefully we'll get some folks out there that are strong in karaoke without the words. But I think we'll have some cheat sheets. But we'll have some singing. We'll have, there's been a request that Santa Claus stop by and see. So I think we're going to get a visit from the jolly old guy from the North Pole. Just a lot of, there's some refreshments out there that we'll have hot cider and cookies as usual. Just really a fun family activity. And like I said, it starts about 4:30, gets dark enough. We light up the holiday tree, which is in City Park there at the very top. And then after those festivities, we encourage everybody to meander down to the Embarcadero, where the Lighted Boat Parade continues the evening's festivities. So big day here in Morro Bay. It's the 1st of December. Started all off with HTL 12-1-12.
That's kind of nice. It's in alignment with the boat parade this year, right?
Yes.
Never happened before. That's a first.
Well, we did venture out and do this last year. It was a way back in the day this happened, but it was when we did both activities, and it was really a struggle with resources. So we split the days up, and there was a lot of different things we've tried throughout the years, but we like to bring this one back on the first, and it does have a nice sequel into from the park down to the Embarcadero. So successful last year, and we're hoping that everyone turns out this year. That concludes A4. Anything else I can answer?
You know, I was wondering, are the hours going to change at all for the winter break concerning the teen teen center and the skate park? Are those hours going to change at all during the winter break?
Yes, they will. We will have those posted. We just finalized those this morning, and we'll have open more days. They will be closed certain days right around Christmas time. I don't have the exact days with me. I want to make sure that we're accurately getting those out. We'll have those posted at the Teen Center and also on our website.
Okay.
Yeah, that concludes it. There's no other questions. I would ask that we accept this report for file, please.
Can I get a motion to accept A4 for file, please?
I'll make a motion that we accept A4 for filing.
I'll second that motion.
Okay, all those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Okay, seeing as how there are none, we're going to move on to public hearings, where we also have none. And that leaves us with C1, which is unfinished business, which is our review of the waterfront park improvement project. Mr. Woods, would you like to give that report?
Certainly, thank you. C1 is a quick review of the park project that we're doing at Anchor Memorial, which is down in the Embarcadero, as well as City Park, which is uptown. We brought this item in front of you at your last meeting. We took your recommendation in going back and adding some color to the amenities that we are bringing into these two parks. And I've brought with me in front of you are some samples of the type of picnic tables that we'll be putting in. They are, for those at home who don't have the samples, they are, the picnic tables are concrete tables that are oval in shape. They have a connecting bench to them, and basically it is a exposed aggregate, which is basically colored rocks, that is a cut, and it's polished smooth. And so the rock aggregate is on the top surface of the table, and it also matches the two tops of the benches. And then the base of the two units is, there's two bases to each table. They are in the shape of a W. The wings of the W would be holding up the benches, and the center of it holding up the center table. And that particular, those two legs, if you will, are a solid color. And you can see the solid colors that we have in front of you. They basically match the reds. So, hoping that you've seen the colors that we presented to you, and these would also be the benches that we proposed. I offered you should have also the samples of those particular tables and benches in part of your report. in the back part. And I'm going to take a quick minute and put them up on the overhead. Maybe we can get those on the screen. So for those, I'm just going to grab this quick microphone here at the front. So there are oval tables that I've been talking about, the picnic tables there in the middle. The bench is a complementary bench to that table, and that's on the top of the screen. And those will be different colors as well. And we have in your new map there, it shows we have, I believe, 5 or 6 benches throughout the park. We added a new one at the play area to give parents a chance to sit down and view their children playing from the south side. It's also a new bench that's over by the bus shelter, and that would allow people to sit outside of the shelter if they felt they could and they wanted to enjoy something on the outside and still see the transit buses coming their way. There's 2 big belly trash cans, and we've placed one of them out by the picnic areas in the middle of the park and one closer to the bathroom. And then on the bottom of this particular screen, you'll see that the drinking fountain we've chose is a handicap accessible drinking fountain. This one shown is more of a slate black, kind of a shiny, polished look. We would go for a colored aggregate for City Park to match your benches and tables. This particular one shown here, as you see the 2 black speckled, those are the tabletops that we're choosing for Anchor Memorial. And the reason why we're choosing those as opposed to the stone is that they would match the memorial that's down there now, and they would also match the dock cleat type benches that we've also chosen. So we think that those bench styles that you see there and there it is at home. Those bench styles, and we have 2 of them now at the base, the beginning of the Harbor Walk that the Fishermen's Association have donated. Those particular cleat benches, this one's shown in a light color. We would have ours in a darker color, and it would also match the big chain that goes around the perimeter of the park. It would match the tables that are going to be in the center of the park. So there was a question earlier, are we going to have keep those old benches, the wooden benches and the wooden tables? The answer is no. We're taking the old furniture out and putting in the new furniture, which is a larger oval table. We think it's more functional, more accessible, and certainly more durable and efficient for that area. And then you'll see the color palette there we've offered below. Any questions on the color before I move into some of the benches of some of the?
I had a question about the concrete on site. Is any of it colored, or is it predominantly just a gray broom finished concrete?
Predominantly the latter. It is a broom finished concrete, just natural in color.
The bench that you're showing here, there's one at the French. Oh, sorry. There's one at the French Hospital that I noticed. As you walk in on the left-hand side, there's one just like this. But I think their color is kind of a light beige. And it looked pretty nice. Blended right in with the building.
We really like this nautical theme that Anchor Memorial presents. And with the anchor and the chain and having these type of benches on the perimeter, I think it's really going to set this park off from other parks and really give it a fisherman's nautical essence that it really has and needs. And I'm really excited about the choices that we've brought forward and your support as well. The 2 signs that we have for these 2 parks. The 2 signs we have are keeping in the theme of our one at Mariner Park that we presented and has gone over really well. This is a color scheme and a motif, if you will, of the rock and the sailboat and the sun and the birds. It's one that you see in the wayfinding signs. This was a logo that was well thought out by Public Service. A brown sign, which is a very nice sign, but we feel that instead of having to paint it every year and worry about the wood rot and so forth, we would put this sign up. It's going to be guaranteed not to fade for 10 years. It really gives a good pop. When you come into town, it really presents itself as saying, you know, the city of Morro Bay is really an active, happening place. And this is the one for Anchor Memorial.
That's the one downtown.
So staff would like to thank Commission for their efforts in directing us with some more color. We hope that we presented you something that's palatable and something that you that would be wanting to support and embrace. We appreciate your endorsement on the cleat benches. We feel that we won't put the existing memorial plaques in these benches. Through some discussion, we think we're going to do some mounting blocks like we do other trees and other dedications at the base, so as not to get into the integrity of this particular bench, the cleat bench, and the details of shipping these up to the manufacturer up in, I think he's in Washington, and then having them, you know, special work being done and then having them come back. And there really isn't a great spot for these plaques to go on these benches. But if it was at the base, we could always add more if that family dedicated another plaque to the area. So that's our benches and our plaques. You know, our drinking fountains are going to be complementary to the style of the benches at those particular parks. We have big belly trash cans going in for trash compacting and recycling units, very similar to the ones that we have in other parks. Right now we have them at Tidelands, Mariner, and Centennial. We'll be going in further and putting them in Anchor Memorial and then City Park. And then eventually, as we renovate parks, this is the area where we're going into. We've had success in our parks as well as at the Rock parking lot. And that would conclude my report. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any questions or comments?
I'd like to make a comment. It's a shame that these benches, and I've imagine that it's out of this type of stone, that they weren't installed going into the rock. Those are wet wooden benches that are starting to fall apart.
Yeah, is the area you're talking about at the rock at Coleman Park?
No, going towards the rock. You know, as you walk along the path, you'll see some wood benches there.
Oh, you mean benches. Okay, I was thinking about tables for some reason.
No.
Yeah, there are some stone benches
yeah,
out there,
is.
And there are some wooden benches.
Yeah
you're right. That was just part of the design that that went in with the Harbor Walk. We would be looking, obviously, when we start master planning Coleman Park and Target Rock and the Rock parking lot, we've got a lot of opportunity for a variety of site amenities and site furnishings. So that'll be an exciting time.
Would you like our stated preference for color at the end of the meeting, or would you like that now? How would you like that?
Well, I've given you a variety of colors, and we were hoping that we could use all of the colors because you have 5 picnic tables going in at City Park.
Oh.
So you really have 5 there. You have 6, I think, and the white one we were kind of shying away from just because of opportunity for graffiti and dirt accumulation. But it's something that you said that you felt that was really wanted a nice contrast, then we would certainly go with the lighter, and I think it's almost a white cream color.
Yeah, it's white.
But we were trying to use all of the colors we could, and then the darker ones, we were going to take the lighter of the two darker granite, kind of smooth ones, for anchor, and use the lighter of the two dark charcoal patterns just to keep it a little bit lighter in that area, because it can tend to be really black and dark. We were trying to get it a little bit lighter if we could. So, but the benches not having the backs will certainly give more vision through the park and give a little more opportunity to see water as you're walking through the parking lot, through the sidewalk there along the park. So if you'd like the lighter of the two at Anchor Memorial, I'm looking at everybody, and I'm
talking about the lighter gray.
Yeah, which lighter
gray?
I think they call it a misty gray.
No, not that one. It would be the two dark ones. No, they're solid, the two solid ones. There you go. You can hold those up for folks at home, maybe.
They don't show up.
So they're both polished, kind of a granite looking, and one is a little bit lighter than the other one. The darker one is more of a match to the anchor.
The cleats you're talking about, the cleat benches?
They're for the tables, the two picnic tables that are going down.
They don't have a sample.
That's what I thought that.
What's that?
They don't have the aggregate top like this.
No, they would be, and when you put the base in there, It really gives it the contrast. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, they have opposite color bases? Or are we going to have the same color base?
There'll be a different color base for each top.
So this one we go with this one, right?
No, that's not what he's saying.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
I'll be happy to walk up.
This will be the bench, and this will be the top.
I like
that. Or that would be the bench, and that would be the top.
So these two would go together.
Yeah, those two go together.
So they're the same color. Near the same.
Yeah.
And we would mix it up.
I got you.
Okay. So the base really is a larger.
Yeah, I agree about the white, the wear and tear. And if you guys ever had to do a repair, it would just show up, you know, a big crack or something you have to fill.
It would.
If it was darker, I think it would, you know, disappear a little easier.
A little more forgiving, I would agree with you. When you think about the base unit actually is a large unit. It's a big column, a big W that holds up this concrete table. I mean, it weighs substantial weight. And to have that much of a solid color really does define the two tables that will be next to each other in different colors. So I'm really going to have defined colors. It won't be like, oh, you ran out of one. It's really going to be like, that's a different color than this one, that's a different color than the other three.
Mm-hmm. What kind of a platform are they going to be sitting on?
Currently, they'll be on, there's concrete pads there now with the picnic tables.
Okay.
So the wooden tables we'll take out. We will relocate them, reuse them the best we can. Some of them are in fair condition. Some are in poor condition. So the poor ones obviously will be out, and we'll try to renovate. And the other ones will relocate. We've got a couple of ideas that'll come to your next meeting with.
How many total tables the city park?
Five picnic tables. So if there's a direction to continue with what we're doing, and sounds like with the looks from the commission that you like the color selection, and we should move forward with that.
Yes. Would you like a motion for that? Do you need a motion?
That would be wonderful.
Okay. Can I get a motion to accept the Waterfront Park Improvement Project? And that also includes the City Park Improvement Project.
Color scheme that we're looking for.
Color scheme.
What?
Color scheme.
Color scheme. To move forward with the color scheme. Can I get a motion for that, please?
I'll second that.
That
was so
funny.
No. Oh, well.
We need a first.
Okay, I make a motion that the staff proceed with the park improvements as discussed in the meeting with the color scheme and the style, as well as with the signs. I think it go good.
Good, thank you.
And I'll second that again.
I'm going to say no. Okay, so we have a first and we have a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Nay.
All those opposed?
Opposed.
Opposed.
Okay, please note that there's one opposing. And moving on to item D, new business, where we have D1, we have a new item tonight, which is the work program. And Mr. Woods, could you introduce that to our commission, please?
Certainly. Thank you, Chair Crowley. Good evening again, commission. This item is D1 is the discussion and implementation of our work program. Some commissioners that have been sitting for a while, maybe Commissioner Munoz has some recall on the work program. It's been instated for quite a few years. This particular program basically outlines what the Recreation and Parks Department currently offers as far as programs and projects and services. It also illustrates and identifies things we've done in the past and things that we're planning to do in the future, as well as identifies any public comment and interest from the public or staff or from your commission as being important and as a priority as far as the direction where staff should be allocating resources. This work program, like I said, has been going on for quite a few years. Back in 2004-05, I included in your packet the revised copy of the work program, and it was revised in 2004. And basically we had quite a few changes within city staff. Our director for Recreation Parks was changed hats, if you will, and took on risk management. And basically what we do is we'll have maybe a subcommittee from the commission this evening. It would be a nice action out of tonight's discussion to get one or two commissioners to come and work with staff to develop a draft of our work program and prepare it for our January meeting, where we can have a public hearing on the work program and solicit members of the community to come in and input and comment on program services that they feel are important, to feel that they want to support, feel that they want to introduce as new items. And we would have a couple of more public workshops, maybe one more in February, maybe a special meeting. It depends on how the commissioners feel. And then hopefully through a process of one or two or three public meetings, we would come back in March at our March meeting and finalize the work program as we go into the budget cycle. And that's basically a tool for staff to bring forward in the budget cycle, identifying programs and services and having a high, medium, or low priority of those programs, services, and products that we'll be responsible for the upcoming fiscal year. And then get into the budget cycle with council and giving them some information on the things that you're supporting. So what I've given you here is the work program, like I said, for 2004. It goes through the Division of Administration, and it outlines programs and services that we provide. It identifies the cost for each one of these items, as well as the cost recovery, and also the original date. Because some items, and I'll bring your attention to, like back in the sports section on page 6, it identifies an aquatics program and a pool. Well, obviously, that's been a need for a while. It shouldn't drop off our work program. It should stay on our work program. Whether it's funded or unfunded, it should stay on here as a need and a priority. And so we can identify how long has it been a need. Hey, this program has been a need for 20 years. We really want to get some momentum behind it now. Or hey, now there's an opportunity for this to happen. So there are areas within each division that are desirable from the community or staff or commission that have not been funded. And there's the opposite. There's just ones that have been funded and have been completed. And some on this list are checked off. And this is not obviously accurate to date. I went through it. My section that I have is a little more accurate. I went through it with staff a couple days ago. And some of the programs you see in here are not offered anymore. And some of the projects have been completed. And we've moved on. Things like, the STAR program and kickbacks, we haven't done those since 2005, and we had major budget cuts in 2005, and that was another reason why this kind of took a back burner. There wasn't a whole lot of funding going on, so there really wasn't any desire to get new ideas because we weren't going to fund them. I think things are changing now, and the way we approach this isn't really about the funding; it's more about the needs. And what the community is desiring, the action, the direction that we're going in. So I brought this for you to be introduced to the work program, because some of our new commissioners have never seen the work program, and I wanted to get a dialogue going to answer some of your questions about this work program, maybe about the process, how you'd get involved, and what would be expected of you as a commissioner in this particular process. So at this moment, I turn it back to the chair for any kind of discussion or any kind of direction, recommendation you might have.
Well, this is great. I really like seeing how it's all laid out. And I think, you know, it's new information, or at least it's a new way to look at recreation and parks. And so I imagine that some commissioners might be overwhelmed. It's a very long list. But I think it's exciting to be able to have a new opportunity to help organize and like you said, prioritize these projects. And I'm also wondering if the commissioners fully understand or comprehend what this is all about, because this is, we're just kind of springing this on, and I bet there's some questions. And, you know, too, it might take some time to digest. There is a lot of information here.
I have a question, Joe, on the prioritizing of the.
And we'll have all my staff together, and we'll get through this and update this, and make it more accurate as far as deleting some things that just don't happen anymore. Not that we want to delete stuff and say it never happened, but we want to be accurate. We will be adding, this is not a comprehensive list as of yet. It will be when it comes to you in January. But I wanted to get the idea that this needs to come back. It is a very strong tool for us as a commission and as a department to present services and programs that we do, outline some projects that are coming up, because we have a lot of projects right now that nobody knows about, that we want to share with the community and get their input. And they really, some folks like Bayshore Bluffs, they kind of know about it, but Morro Cove, where there's a butterfly habitat, you know, there's things that are happening there. We've got a design from a senior from Cal Poly that's in the queue, and it's in the stack. It's probably three or four projects down that's ready to come up when some funding comes into place. So really people need to know about that and what the funding mechanisms are and what our priorities are through the commission and through public workshops. So I think that our priorities will come through when we get into public workshops. But I think that right now we're ready to get the idea out. I mean, you're a veteran and other folks are brand new to this. So I think if we can get something really accurate through December developed for you and come in January, I think you'll really be impressed and be ready to engage a little bit more into like really the nuts and bolts of this particular work program.
Well, I would like to volunteer my time to be on that subcommittee. Any others?
I'd volunteer my time.
I'll second the motion.
Thank you, John Bates. Anybody else? Pressure's on.
Well, I think we can hold it off at 2. That would be good.
We can hold off at 2?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a small subcommittee. We'll have staff working with you. Other than that, is there any other questions I can answer tonight? If any commissioners go back and get into this on your own and some time away from this meeting and have some questions, please give me a call at the office. Anybody at home who's gone on our website and picked this up and has some questions about the process, get a hold of me at the office. I'd be willing to sit down with you, answer any questions or emails that you might have regarding the work program. And this is going to be, we're going to be targeting fiscal year 13-14. That sounds kind of a far off, but you know, we're another month and it's some change away from 2013, and that's 6 months away from our new fiscal year, which is 13-14, which is this program, which will be identifying our services and program offerings then.
Okay. I guess that wraps up item D1, because we don't need a motion for that, do we?
No, I think we've got a subcommittee, and there's really no motion on this particular informational item.
Okay. All right, we're going to move to item D2, which is a program evaluation of kids camp. And maybe we can combine all D2, D3, and D4 program evaluations on kids camp, youth basketball, and FUSTAL. Mr. Woods.
Certainly. And I will certainly combine those for a motion to accept all three at the end of the of D4. D2 is a annual report for Kids Club 2012. Kids Camp is a summer camp program, 2012. This particular program is offered to children grades 1st through 6th. It's a quality day camp that basically is offered 7 weeks out of the summer, and it's basically for kids who are for the San Luis Obispo Coastal Unified School District summer break. So it's only seven weeks. We had approximately 80 children each day participating in a wide variety of activities and adventures. We were all focused. Our theme throughout the 7 weeks was the outdoor California Children's Outdoor Bill of Rights, something that you've endorsed a couple years ago. And this allows kids to do a variety of activities at least once in their life. And one of them that always sticks out of my mind is to catch a fish. And so we certainly had a big fish day at Kids at Sea, which is one of my all-time favorites. And the picture of the 50-pound sea bass is just incredible. So the Outdoor Bill of Rights was our theme this year. We had a wonderful camp. Our cost recovery was at 87%. Our target range was 70 to 79, so we exceeded our target range as far as cost recovery. The amount of kids that come through our program is just incredible, a little higher cost recovery when we have online registration. The next program is our Estero Bay Youth Basketball. And this, don't let the numbers throw you off on D3. This is an evaluation from last basketball event program. We're starting up this year's, which is 2012, but actually the games don't start till 2013. So you register this year, but you play next year in 2013. So this is better late than never, as we say in the biz. So this is registered in 11, but they played in 12. Here are the numbers for you. We had 223 boys and girls participate, which is a great number. Our cost recovery for this particular program was targeted for 70 to 79%. We came in at 83% cost recovery. It's a subsidy of about $4,200. A special note to the Kiwanians who donated $500 towards our trophies for our for the end of the season tournament. We gave away medals to participants, so our trophies medals was about $825, but $500 donation by the Kiwanians to support the trophies. If you know a Kiwanian out there, certainly thank them for supporting the youth of the Estero Bay. Certainly a noteworthy gesture on their part. One recommendation we're doing differently this year is we're generalizing our skill set through our assessments. So we've had a pretty, it was a pretty tough little assessment on what kids' skills were, and their skills were evaluated, and then they're put on teams in a variety, so we had a balanced teams out there. So we can perpetuate the concept of recreational sports and not competitive sports and just run up the score and beat the opponent. It's more about team socialization. The whole aspect of recreational sports comes into play, and it's certainly something that we want to perpetuate in our program. And so to evaluate, so here's the simple concept. Instead of how good a kid dribbles or child dribbles, it would be how long does it take this young child to dribble the ball from point A to point B? And you can see the different concept there. How long did it take him to dribble from A to B as opposed to how well does he dribble? So I think that there's a little bit more openness and generalization in that skill set, and I think that's what we're trying to get into. So we have a nice variety. So parents know that we are certainly trying to increase, to improve the way we do our assessment, and to get a real nice balanced team out there so every kid has a lot of fun when they play. And have a little competition, but fun competition. So that concludes the 2012 SRBA basketball and the 2012 program evaluation, which is D4 for the youth futsal. Futsal is indoor soccer. We had a little bit less of a participation this last year than we had in the previous years. It was a really big incline, and we were going 20-25% each year when we first introduced futsal. We feel some of the kids are going back to a more traditional sport. I think it's softball is our same time. 87 boys and girls played. With the fewer kids this year, we put all in co-ed. So it just all kind of just went together. Nobody was injured, which was really a good plus, because when you're mixing the boys and the girls, some parents have a little bit of a concern with that. So there was no injuries of participants. We had a small incident with some blinds at the Del Mar gym, but nothing that we couldn't get through with the district. So a lot of fun had. With the futsal program, our cost recovery for this program is again at 70-79%. This program brought in strictly revenues from registration fees, and our cost recovery was at 85% for the futsal program. So we've got a few recommendations that we'll be addressing for the next year, and that concludes my report for futsal. I would certainly open it up for any questions and any kind of motions that would accept D2, 3, and 4 for file.
Okay, if there are no questions for Mr. Woods, I'd like to get a motion for accepting D2 through D4 for file.
I'll make a motion to accept D1, 2, 3, and 4 for file.
Can I get a second?
Motion.
All those in favor? Aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Okay, so our next meeting will be in January. Are there any future agenda items anyone would like to add at this time? Okay.
I have one item. It may not be a few. I don't see anybody bringing up any future agenda item as well. You have an upcoming CPRS, California Parks and Recreation Society, annual conference, and that is in March. The dates are March 5 through 8. And this year's conference is at the San Jose Convention Center. So any commissioners that are wanting to go to that particular program, you can see me or you can go to their website. You should have received one of these pamphlets in the mail. If you didn't, let me know. Again, the CPRS annual conference, March 5 through 8. And one other item of business that I could throw out there for you in January, it may be some of your commissioners' last meeting of your four-year term. And those commissioners would be Commissioner Sedaris, Commissioner Romero, and Commissioner Munoz. All have expiring terms of 2013, and your commitment, if you will, it goes to the end of January. So the January meeting is still, I'm holding you to task to show up, if you would, and participate. And if you would like to re-up, then you would have to put your name on the list with the city clerk to do that. And there may be some questions about going through the full process of being nominated and recruited and so forth, and I can get to some answers to you, Commissioner Romero.
Yeah, I have a question. Is it true that you have to be, again, interviewed by the city council, like I did last time, like all of us did at one time?
I believe so. Mr. Commissioner Munoz has been through the process.
Well, I don't have to reapply, but you have to be also be interviewed again. Yeah,
and so the three of you, those seats will be up. So we'll be looking for the three. And unfortunately, I have to bring some bad news to the table that Commissioner Ayoub did miss three meetings in a consecutive 12 months. This is some new rules that are put out by the City Council's guidelines. And basically, It's a voluntary resignation, and she certainly has, she has one more year left on her seat, and so if she would like to re-up, she has that option to reapply for her seat. It would be a one-year term on the seat, or she could reapply up for a four-year seat that the three gentlemen are vacating and possibly re-upping. So there's possibilities of four openings, three of them being four-year terms and one being a one-year term. So just know that our January meeting, we'll have everybody here again, but then again, after that, there may or may not be some changes. So I appreciate your time in letting me explain that and bring that forward. I'll turn it back to Commissioner Chair Crowley at this time. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Woods. I'd like to adjourn the meeting.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Okay, good night, everyone.
Good night.
Have a nice Thanksgiving, everyone.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes. Don't eat too much bird.